Okay, here we go with mitzvah 341, mitzvah Shin Mem Aleph, the mitzvah of being podeh one's nachala within the year of a walled in the case of a walled city. Somebody sells their house in a walled city, so one has a year to redeem it. After that year, it remains forever with the buyer. Unlike fields, unlike houses in open cities, this is a mefurish din d'oraisa. Says the Torah. So can we read yesterday, but we'll read it again. Yesterday was the mitzvah of land that should be go back during Yovel, and we related, as the Chinuch did, related to the Bat Eri Choma, but today is the separate mitzvah of Arei Choma. V'ir ki yimkar beis moshav ir choma, v'yisagu laso atom shasmim karo. This is the only item that has a limit on how long one has to redeem it. You have 1 year. Why 1 year? The Chinuch said yesterday as a knas, because of Chibas Haaretz. We mentioned the Ramban. We mentioned the Meshach Chachma in terms of security. The Torah says if you don't redeem it within a year, the city that has a wall around it, the house in that city, shall remain forever. Latzmisus. La kone osolo darosav, to the one who bought it. Lo yetzei b'yovel, it does not go out in Yovel. Even if Yovel comes up within the year, you're allowed to even sell a house in a walled city. The Menachas Chinuch says it's beferish. Upashut, he says in Oz Gimel, to bati arechoma, yecholim kar b'yovel gamkeim. Ki v'deni yotze b'yovel. Yovel has nothing to do with a house in a walled city. Right, it's the only item. Upate achatzirim, houses in open cities, so that is totally on Yovel as well, as all fields are as well. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Sheyihia Pidyon Hanachlos, Shein Tocha Ir Hamukafas Choma, Arashlama Shana Achas. Pidyon, the redemption of a house in a walled city that one sold, is up until a year. V'achar Hashanati Abecheska Sakona Usam Belo Yechozes B'Yovel. After a year, it remains forever in the Rishus of the one who bought it, Shneemar, as the Pesukim say, V'ish Ki Yimkar Ibeis Moshav Yer Chama V'Chulu. Why do walled cities have a special significance? We mentioned yesterday, specifically housing in walled cities, security and others, but there's a beautiful Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer is bothered by two questions. Number one, the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Maseches Megillah and elsewhere that a walled city only has the status of a walled city if it is hukaf ulbasof yashav. If first the wall was built and then afterwards people started living in it. If people were living in the city for a couple of years and then they decided to put a wall around it, then it does not have the status of a walled city. Number one. Number two, what happens if Am Yisrael came in and conquered a city and then it was not walled, and then the Bnei Yisrael, the non-Jews beforehand, hadn't put a wall around it, and the Jews then put a wall around it, that also does not have the status of a walled city. Why not? Why do you need Hukaf Lubasov Yashav? Why do you need that the non-Jews were mocking it beforehand and not the Jews once they came in? Number three, throw in the other question that the Gemara asks, why dafka do you go by Zman of Yoshua Ben Nun for all of these halachas? Yes, the Yerushalmi and the Gemara and Maseches Megillah talk about why do you go by the Zman of Yoshua Ben Nun for the Didrabanan of Megillah. But now we're talking about on a Daraisa level. Daraisa also you go by walled cities at the time of Yoshua Ben Nun. Right, sure. Lo choma, the puzzle we just read, lo, is a Korean exiv. So even if it doesn't have a wall now, if it had a wall earlier. So why Dafka Yeshua ben Nun? Says the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, in Arachayim, Simen, Kuf, Tzadik, Hey. Why do walled cities have more Kedusha than non-walled cities? Why is that? The Mishnah even tells us at the beginning of Maseches Kalim in the first parak, Eser Kedushos Hain. Eretz Yisrael has 10 Kedushos. I'm sorry, there are 10 Kedushos of levels in the world. Eretz Yisrael is the first level. Eretz Yisrael, Mekudesh, is Mikol HaRatzos. What is this Kedusha that you bring in the Omer and the Bikurim and the She'alechem? Next level up, Ayaros HaMukafos Choma Mekudashos Mimena. Walled cities are Mekudesh because Mitzorayim have to be sent out of a walled cities. Next is Lifnim, right, going on to Harabayas, v'chulu v'chulu. The Rav here says, Ayaros Mukafos Choma Miyamos Yoshua Ben Nun. From the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, that's what we know, that's what the walled cities that have Kedushas. The Shail is why, says the Chasam Sofer. Beautiful, very mistaver, very logical. Yoshua Ben Nun was Makadesh, all the walled cities that existed when he came in. Why? Because what does a walled city mean? A walled city has to do with a feeling of security, as we mentioned yesterday from the Meshach Chachma, a feeling that the non-Jews have, this is our defense, like Yericho. There was Ein Knesa v'Ein Yetzia. Nobody went in and out of Yericho. It was a totally walled city. A walled city that was conquered by Am Yisrael, that reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshuos and Nisim and Eflos that he did for us. That's why they have more Kedusha. And that's why Yeshua ben Nun was makdish those cities. And that's why Dafka it's Hukaf Lubasov Yashav, because that's clear that that wall is there for security purposes. You build a wall, and then you live there. And that's why it doesn't matter if the Jews put up a wall after they came in. The point is whether they had a wall before they came in. Says the Chasam Sofer, Shahagoyim banu lohem arim b'tziros lehisagiv bohem b'pnei emas b'nei Yisrael. V'yakadosh Baruch Hu Oshiyam, Hashem save them. U'mishem hachi kedushas bate arechoma chamurim mishara yaros. That's why the kedusha of the walled cities is more stringent. Amnam ze shayach b'chomas shehekifu akam kodam b'yas Yisrael l'sham. That only applies to walled cities that were walled before the Jews came in. Masha'en ken acharkach, adaraba. The opposite. Now it's just the opposite is true. Now the open cities of Am Yisrael show Hashem's protection. Haya Yoser Tov Ilu Niskayim Banu Prazos Teshev Yerushalayim Kamola Silavo Vizatam Nirali Nami Bama Shehikbet Ahukaf Labasov Yashav Mishum De Mistama Habonim Choma Lemivsar Bonim Tchila Choma Olachalapachos Yoshvim Almanas Lakifa Mashenkin Abonim Lenoi Hoir Yashal Labasov Makifim Lenoi. Beautiful Chasam Sofer, Kuf Tzadik. In two lines, the Aznayim LaTorah on our Parsha, on our Pesukim, says that basically the same thing without quoting the Chasam Sofer. But he also quotes, Efshar Lomar, Sheyeshua ben Nun, Kidesh Rak, Es Hayaras HaMukhafas Choma, Aydi Akum, Kidesh Yuchlu Lahem B'nei Yisrael. Hashem, they were their remembrances of the Nisim. Kitchen Yoshua, Lo Kidesh Es Hayaras HaShar Kivim B'nei Yisrael, Afilu B'shas Kibush, Kiyin Lem Zeichel Nisim. That's why, says the Chasam Sofer, says the Aznayim LaTorah, why there is special Kedusha to these walled cities. And that's what we're getting this, what this mitzvah is about. This mitzvah is about the special status of a house in a walled city. If it is sold, so then one only has 1 year to buy it back. Continuing, Makashfar Kasafi Lamalo, the Chinuch says, Shini Heyos Bayis Birchoma Nechlat Lashana, Mitzad Chibas Haaretzu, Kedeshi Yishtadel HaMochor Lik Olos HaMehera. As he said yesterday, the purpose of the limit of 1 year is to encourage the seller to buy it back because of Chibas Haaretz. So now the Chinuch quotes a Gemara, which has to do with the Lumdis that we need to talk about. Midini HaMitzvah. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Erechin, Arachin, on Daf Lamed Aleph, Sha'amocher Yachol Agala B'chalei Sheyirtza. What happens within the year? Let's say after 6 months, the seller gets enough money to buy it back. So what happens? He pays for the entire amount of the house. As much as he received originally, he gives that total amount back, even though if you think about it logically, he should have to only give less the amount, because after all, the guy lived in it for a few months and he's not paying rent. So if I'm buying it back, I should be able to be menachah. I should be able to deduct the amount that he was living there. But no, you have to pay in full. And even though the Gemara in Arachin says it looks like ribbis, it's not ribbis daraisa because it's ribbis daraisa is a loan. But even though it looks like ribbis because I am getting, you know, cheated, so to speak, out of those months, it doesn't matter. The Torah muttered it. That's the din daraisa. The Torah said, the Gemara says, even though it looks like ribbis, it's still mutter. Shamochi yochal gol b'chalei sheyirtza toch shana ukshepote osa nosin lo kol adamim shekivo mechmicharasa. So you have to pay the whole amount. Ve'eno menachal lo klum. Machmas has mancha darba. He doesn't deduct anything. The afa pi sheba alma usser, even though generally such behavior would be usser. Tahainu tzad echad beribis, hatora hitiraso kan. That's what the Chinuch says, based on a Gemara in Maseches Arachin. The Gemara says all the way at the end of Arachin, on daf, lamid, aleph, amid, aleph, harezu ribis gemura, elasha hatora hitiraso. That line is not crucial just for the line itself, but that line is crucial for the lumdis that the Achronim have explaining that line. And that is what we discussed yesterday from the Ksos. Starts with the Mishnah, also Maseches Arachin. The Mishnah tells us that on the last day of this man, of the year, the buyers used to hide so that the sellers wouldn't be able to find them, and then the next day they'll say, ah, it was a year, you didn't buy it back. So because of that, Hillel made a takana that the people who want to buy it back could just deposit the money in Beis Din. Good, that's the takana. The question is, what does this Mishnah tell me? Says the Sefer HaAguda, as you mentioned yesterday, quoted in the Rama in Yerodeya in Hilchos Shavuos, says the Sefer HaAguda, you know what you see from here? Ones b'sof hazman is not called ones. It's not called ones. If I procrastinate until the last moment of a certain time when I have to do anything. I make a shvua, I'm going to eat a hamburger today. And I wait to the last moment that I was planning to eat a hamburger. And at that moment, I got such a stomachache, I have to go to the bathroom, and I'm in the bathroom until the day finishes. Ones! So, is that my fault that I violate my shvua? Or not? Says the Aguda, you never have a taina of ones if you wait at the last moment. How do you know? This Mishnah. Why did Hillel have to make a takana? Why can't we just say, person was ones, and therefore, you know, it counts as if he bought it back. It must be that ones pesofas man doesn't count. That is the shita of the Aguda. So the Achronim get involved in trying to explain how could you get out of that raya of the Sefer HaAguda. So we mentioned the Taz. The Taz in Yaradea, Reish Lam and Beis says, no, maybe really ones is a good taina. It's just that you need to objectify. You need to know whether the guy is hiding, whether the guy is purposely not there, whether he's just next door. You don't know. So Beis Din wanted to make an objectified standard. So Beis Din always said, you could deposit the money with them. But you shouldn't learn anything more than that, according to the Taz. Says the Ksos in Simin Nun Hey. No. I don't think it's a raya at all. Shiny Bati Arechoma. You can't bring any rayas from here. Why? Says the Ksos. By Bati Arechoma, how does it work? Lumdis wise. You have a year to buy it back. What does that mean? Says the Ksos, I think it's a complete sale. It's a mechira. It's a full mechira with a little t'nai that if the seller wants to buy it back, then he has to be able to buy it back. It's a full sale though, up until the time that he buys it back, it's a complete sale. Says the Ksos, that's why ones wouldn't be a taina. Why? He's gonna say, oh, I wanted to buy it back, but so what? Ones means we're not gonna fault you for something. But ones can't be commanda of it. It's as if you did something. So if you were ones and you couldn't buy it back, so what are we supposed to do? It's as if you bought it back, Lemaisa, you didn't buy it back. That's why Hillel had to make the takana. But other cases of ones besofas man would work. If a guy is screaming, says the Ksos, Lachin Nira, Debayis Babati Arechoma, Shen Nifta Yud Beis Chodesh, Im Iru Onesh Lohayo Yachol of Doso, Kol Hashana Gamkin, Eno Chose Lamocher. Umishum, he says, take if nikne lelokeach, eloshet sifsa Torah al tnai, shiye rishus, biyara mocher liftosa toshne masar chodesh. It's not a mechira al tnai. It's a full mechira. There is a tnai that the Torah puts on that if he wants to buy it back, you have to sell it back to him. But the sale is complete. That is the sheet of the Ksos in defending against the Aguda, saying ones b'sof hazman isn't ones. Who argues on this? And the important part for us is not the ones issue, but it's the Bati Arechoma issue. The Nesivis, right here, argues. The Nesivis says, no way! The Nesivis says it's not a full sale with a buyback option. How do you know that? From the Chinuch that we just read. The Chinuch that quotes the Gemara. It smacks of ribbis, but it's mutter. Mr. Ksos, if it's a full sale with just a right of return, that wouldn't be called ribbis. That's a sale, and then it's another sale. And the price can be whatever you pay for it. The fact that the Torah, that the Gemara, calls it ribbis, aval ha-Torah hitiraso, means that it is not a complete sale. Al-karchach etzem ha-mechira, this is also in Simin Nun Hei, havirak al-tznai, shimi megalana v'toch yud beis chodesh, lo yeh mechira. No, it's not a complete sale until the end of the year. If by the end of the year it's not bought back, that's when the complete sale kicks in. So it's a major machlokas, Ksos and Nesivis. And the Achronim point out that there's a ritva that in the Bava Metzia that seems to be like the Ksos, but either way, it's machlokas of the Gedolei HaAchronim. How do you understand this halacha of the buyback option within the first year? There are many nafgamina, I think I'll mention five, many nafgamina in terms of whether the kinyan took place already fully and now there's a buyback option, or the kinyan is not complete. First of all, the Menachas Chinuch mentions most of these nafkaminas. First nafkamina is ones, whether ones is a good claim or not. That's number, and how that Mishnah works in Mesechet Arachin. Number one. Number two, do you have to do new kinyanim? Does the seller, who now is the buyer, does he have to make a new kinyan when he buys it back? He deposits the money in Beis Din. Does he have to make a new kinyan now? So that gufa could be a tali in the machlokas, the Ksos and the Nesivis. The Ksos saying yes, of course you do. It's a new mechira. Masha'en Kane, the Nesivis would say no. So the kinyan didn't take place yet. So it's still yours. So as long as you opt for the buying, getting it back, so Mamela, it is not going to be, you're not going to have to do full Kinyanim. That's what the Mechatz Chinuch alludes to it, but the Mitzvah Samelch and Rabbi Cement says this explicitly in Kuf Lamites. L'chor ha'yanira di'ish v'zei onaf gemina l'inyin boy ha'mocher kinyin chadash k'shego ala u'dechazim e'ilav. According to the Ksos, it's boy ashav kinyin chadash aval das ha'nesivis that the mechira he rak b'tznai shelo yigael avalim yigael oso lo havi mechira klal. If you redeem it, it will come out that there was never a sale, so it's pashute, you don't need a new kinyin. And he says, this could be a nafkamina. Number one, nafkamina. It's only, number two, this is a nafkamina. And he says, the Brisker Rav even had a diuk, a possible diuk related to this in that Mishnah. The Mishnah that spoke about Hillel being Misakein, that you could just deposit the money in Bez Din, beautiful. Hiskin Hillel, this is Daf Lamed Aleph of Mabez in Arachin. Hiskin Hillel, she cholish ma'osav lishka. You could just put the money in Bez Din. V'yeshover esadelas v'nichnas. Then you could break down the door and go into your house. And whatever that guy wants to come and take his money from Bez Din, he can. Ask the Brisker Rav, why did the Mishnah have to add on that line of v'yeshover esadelas v'nichnas? Just say, deposit the money. You have to say, shover esadelas? Says the Brisker Rav, he thinks this is related. Because when you pay the buyer or the seller, when you buy it back and you give the money directly to him, so that's already a kinyan. But here you're putting the money in court. If you put the money in Bez Din, so where's your kinyan? That's why the Mishnah emphasizes Shover Sadelis. You have to do a Maisa Kinyan. But it says the Brisker Rav, he thinks that line points to the Ksos, that you have to do a new Kinyan. Masha'inkin, according to the Nesivis, you wouldn't have to do a new Kinyan. So, Ones or new Kinyanim. Number three, says the Minchas Chinuch, what about a Katan? What about a Katan? If a Katan, you sold it to a Katan, assuming like the Rishonim that hold that a Katan can be Kona D'Araisa, using the principle of Das Acheres Makne, if a Katan can be Kona D'Araisa, right, which is not so clear. But assuming, so if a katan buys it during the year, and you want to buy it back from him, so a katan, even according to the Rishonim, that a katan could be kona something, a katan cannot be makna something on a daraisa level. So if you say like the ksos, you're stuck. He was kona, he can't be makna back to you, so you're stuck. It's not going to work. Masha'enkin, if you say like the nesivis, then even a katan, it wasn't his really, so it could go back to you, right? That's why it would be okay as well. That is another nafkamina brought up by the Menchas Chinuch in Os Vav. Near a Pashut, he says, Dafilo makabel matana katan to kana b'das acheres makne. Bikomakom yochal mocher liftos. He thinks that the mocher can buy it back. Three. Another nafkamina, the Menchas Chinuch himself says this explicitly in Os Tezvav and Yud Zayin. He says, what happens if the house burns down during the year? There's no more house. Now there's a field. So does the field now have the status of a field, which fields you can redeem and it goes till Yovel? Or no, is there something retained from the status of the house? There's no more house here. So is there something retained? Hey chadinim b'toch shana rishona da kinyan mitzvah talui im rotze podiv im labnech lat nisraf habayis v'nishar akarkan malos hashana im yesh lo din bayis denechlad or not. So he's not sure. And then he says, what happens if the house falls down and you build it with the same wood, without the same wood, gets into sukkah issues. But he says, in Os Yud Zayin, he thinks it's totally on our issue. If you say the mechira took place fully, and now it's a question of whether it's going to be bought back, then memela, maybe you'd say, there's no more house. No more house, and it's just a field. And now there's the other halachas of fields and yovel. But if you say it was never a full, complete sale, so then maybe it would go back anyway. One other nafkamina, which he mentions, but he does not connect it to our issue, and with this we'll finish this topic, and that is, he has a suffik, at least. You have to know what the reasons for the suffik are, an os dalid. When you buy it back, do you have to use kesef, or could you even use shave kesef? That's a suffik. You might say, what's the havamina? Why wouldn't you be able to use shave kesef? You can use shave kesef for everything. Any type of kin you can use shave kesef for. Maybe one could suggest this is also totally on our issue. If you say, like the Ksos, that it was a Kenyan at point one, and now it's another Kenyan at point two, then for sure you should be able to use Shava Kesef. There's nothing symbolic here. It's a Kenyan. It's a real Kenyan that you're buying back your land. But if you say, like the Nesivis, that really the Kenyan never took place, it's still yours, but you have to do an action that reflects Pidyon, Geula, that you want it back and you want to prevent the sale from kicking in. Not that you're buying it back from the sale that already took place. So maybe there is more symbolic. And the more symbolic something is, the more one might say that one requires kesef and not just shava kesef. Interesting, these are five nafkaminas relating to the machlokas, ksos, and the nesivas, katan, ones, nu kinyanim, kesef, or shava kesef, or nisraf habayis. The chinuch continues with a couple of the other halachos relating to buying it back. The Rambam paskins is a ba'ai delo ifshita, but the Rambam paskins that only the person himself, the seller himself, could buy it back, or his children, but other relatives cannot buy it back. That's the halacha quoted in the Gemara. Also, it's got to be a package deal. What if he gets enough money to buy half of the house back? Doesn't work. No, it's got to be at once. If the mocher dies, his son, if the seller dies, his son, that could be involved, but nothing more, no other relatives. The Rambam talks all about these halachas in Perek Yud Beis of Hilcha Shmita. Also interesting halacha, what about if it's an Ishan Mu'ubaris? So the halacha is you go by the Hebrew date. So if the Beis Din added on a year, so the guy has 13 months to redeem it. Right? If it was the first of Adar, said he has till the first of Adar the following year, even if it's 13 months away. And the Minchas Chinuch says, ironically then, this is like the two boys in the Bar Mitzvah Shailas. If somebody sells, if he sells it in a Shana Mu'ubaris, you sell something at the end of the first Adar and at the beginning of the second Adar. So the guy who sold it later, the beginning of the second Adar, if the following year only has one Adar, his year is going to run out first. He's going to run out first, even before the person who sold it before him. Again, fascinating shailas. These are all related to the halachas of redeeming the house within 1 year. This takes us through, thinking we're now finished, officially, through the issues of Shemitah and Yovel and related issues. And next time we get into the issues of Are Levian, and then we get into Ribis and a couple of other issues relating to Avadim and other mitzvahs as we continue in Parshas Bahar.